Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Heart and Hustle podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about fashion. And what it means in today's trends in business.
We are not talking about that. Look at us.
We had sat down. We're like, how should we change this up? And you're like, I'll put my hair down for the night.
Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah. I guess we're not going to go there.
No.
So the big question is this. How are leaders like you that recognize people and technology are the backbone of the company they're building continue to make progress when they have no clear idea on how to develop individuals and utilize technology in a way that helps them remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. This is Tom and Michaela, and welcome to the Heart and Hustle podcast.
You know what might help us with some fashion?
What?
AI.
So I've heard. Tell me all about it.
What should I wear today, ChatGPT? Based on my style, and it will spit out the answer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? You know what's crazy is that on ChatGPT-4, I'm subscribed to it, so I'm actually paying a monthly fee for this now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
You saw the bill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but what it does is it's the latest engine, but more importantly for me is that it actually will go through and you can put links or URLs in there and you can ask it questions, you know, based on what I'm talking about and referencing this website or these websites, can you please explain blah, you know? And I think it's very important to word the question right, but essentially what it will do is it will reach out and you can watch it in real time, go to the websites, click on the link, read the comment or read the website in full, process it, go to the next link, click the link, read the comments in full, then process it. So I did this today as a test, just for something fun. And it took maybe 3 to 4 minutes for to read through the links and click through it. But then it spit out the response and it was like, wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
That saves so much time.
That's scary.
It's scary. So over the past several weeks, obviously we mentioned it before, but we've been playing a lot with ChatGPT. And let me say it up front, like, I know my viewpoint of it. I know that your viewpoint of it is that it's never going to replace that human interaction.
No, but it's replacing a lot of things, and that kind of scares me.
It does, and I think it's the mediocre jobs. It's the back office work, you know, inside the accounting, inside of the, you know, the finance, the social media stuff. I think it's a lot of the back office work that it's going to be able to replace.
Yeah, the positions that keep the companies running.
Exactly right. And I think, you know, they make the spin where it's like these individuals can focus on the business and the strategy now. Well, the reality is that most of the back office workers...
They're not focusing on the business and on the strategy.
They're not able to.
No.
You know, they just don't have that ability to. So when individuals are hired for back office work, you know, such as, you know, accounting or finance, or I know HR, where the repetitive tasks, things that oftentimes just... are remedial at times, kind of boring, but yet have to be done. And it's those jobs that I think that are going to be, in fact, I think IBM announced 8,000 jobs soon to be cut, just based off
IBM.
AI.
That's crazy.
Yep.
And that's just the beginning. I mean, I think a statistic you read was like 300 million across the world are going to be cut because of AI.
It was
that
18%.
Is going to have a huge, massive impact. Yeah. I mean, we think there's a division now. I can't imagine what that's going to do to our workforce and our society. I really can't.
Well, the article I was reading about was focused on recruiting, like even inside the HR world where you're trying to recruit candidates, where AI, you know, as you come up with these chatbots to interview the candidates, they're formulated questions. So they're going to be based on the job roles, you know, what job entails based on what their resume says, processes some information and asks the questions that are appropriate.
Yep.
And real questions and questions that maybe I think sometimes recruiters in HR, they really don't know how to ask, not to say they can't, but if you're a recruiter and you're recruiting a nurse or a technologist or, you know, say you're not specialized, but you're recruiting for multiple different types of positions. As a recruiter, you're not an expert necessarily inside those positions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's really hard to ask those questions that could, you know, be really pertinent to the candidate as far as what they knew versus what the position you're hiring for.
Right.
So, and I think that recruitment is first. I mean, it's one of the first to go.
I mean, doing a lot of recruiting, I love that. Like, if I could have a process for something to just weed out those candidates and give me the top 10% or whatever right. it is, awesome. But at the same time, it takes out so much of the human aspect of it. It takes out so much.
It does.
Now, some people would say bias. Others would say gut instinct. I mean, sometimes when you're having a conversation with somebody, you know whether or not they're going to fit inside your organization right. with the culture, with the other team members, all of that stuff. And all of that does come into play. Other experts would say it takes out the bias. But you know what? We are seeing all over TikTok and social media and everything how employees are just not loyal anymore. Well, this is why. I mean, if you're going to put them through a funnel that treats them like robots, why would they have any loyalty?
And I think the reverse is true, where I think a lot of employers are not loyal anymore.
No.
So, it's two sides.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, if we are going to put our candidates through a funnel where they are mm-hmm. processed through this robotic means of choosing candidates, like... where's the humanity in that? Where's the connection? Where's the tie? Where's the loyalty? Where's the anything?
You know,
it's disgusting to me, honestly.
It'd be kind of fun. Find your top competitor in your market and hire somebody. I'm not recommending this, but hire somebody. If you know that they're using AI and you know that they're using an engine to interview those candidates and for those individuals to be filtered through and they're picking the top percent, go figure out how to hack that and make sure the bottom 10% are actually the first top 10% that they choose.
Yeah, that would be a fun game.
That'd be a fun game. No, that's probably too sneaky. But you know, you're absolutely right. And we have, without naming, I mean, we have people on our staff now that, you know, on paper they should never have made it
right.
employed inside of our company.
Yes,
but. It was instinct. It was that gut reaction. It was speaking with them. It was seeing their facial expressions and seeing how they spoke and how they carried themselves and whether that they fit the culture or not. And they were hired. And I can't be more happy.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. The reverse is also true. Like I know, you know, we've had some candidates that look great on paper. But for me personally, I know the minute that I got them on the phone and started talking to them, no.
Yeah.
Like, hard and fast no.
Right.
Just because they look good on paper does not mean they're going to fit good in our company. And, I mean, is AI going to be able to learn that? I don't know.
Well, I talked about a couple episodes ago, maybe an episode ago where I turned 50, and you start to kind of see this stuff. You're able to kind of, you know, peek down the road a couple of miles and peek around the corner. And you see potentially, you know, 300 million people being laid off due to AI. Certain industries, like we spoke about, HR, accounting, finance, media, social media type of stuff, back office work, the basic stuff.
Well, you're even talking call centers and customer service centers. Oh,
call centers, chats,
kinds of
absolutely.
Stuff. Like, that is a huge portion of our workforce.
Yeah, and oftentimes when you're chatting with a chatbot online, you know, if they're nice enough to say, I'm an automated assistant or I'm a chatbot, you'd know. But oftentimes you don't know
if
you're talking to a human being or not. But with that, by the time we actually go through this process and cutting down, like what is going to happen? And I can tell you what's going to happen. Wages will be driven down. You know, you may have more people out there looking for jobs than what are really available. The unemployment rate's going to drop down near zero, if not zero.
Okay, and in the meantime, cost of living is skyrocketing. So how are you going to bridge that gap?
It is skyrocketing, but you also get to the point where now people are, the supply of, and I'm no economist here, but the supply of people is much more than the demand at that point in time. So wages can drop if wages are going to drop, then the cost of living, I'm sure at some mechanism is going to start being lowered because food prices will go to lower, but people just can't afford it. There's not enough money.
I don't know. The gap's just going to keep getting wider and wider.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. And we've seen that too. I mean, we've been down that road where the distinction of being able to make it on a monthly basis is very difficult now.
So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I don't know. I am for it. I'm a proponent for AI, I think, for certain mechanisms in certain ways, but I'm not a proponent in a lot of other ways too. But right now it's so new. Since November, I think ChatGPT was lost, and I'm in. I mean, I've subscribed to applications that have, you know, the 10,000 ways of formulating your questions based on what you're looking into, and I've gotten those spreadsheets, I have gotten those links, and I've been using them. And I've been using them to the degree to help find answers to things that I'm looking for. I mean, just make things easier. Like, I'm sometimes not the best with words on how I'm thinking, but it's like I know what I want to say, so I can type something in and it spits it out, and I can kind of reformat to the way that I would say it. And you know what? It saved me 3 hours of the time. I would have gotten probably 75% to what that spit out anyways, but it just did it a hell of a lot faster. So now I'm basically in proofreading mode.
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Finally, it's like 1993 in college. I could have made it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, though, to see, like, companies and schools and all of that, what they do with it. Because I know, you know, people are looking for, okay, what's real and what's not. Yeah. And are they going to combat that?
You can go in ChatGPT now and you can copy and paste something. Like, take a paragraph or two or three and copy and paste it into ChatGPT and then ask ChatGPT, did you write this? It will know. It remembers everything.
Yep.
You could take anything off the web anywhere, scrape it, and put it in there and say, did you write this? And it will answer yes or no. Well, what's really cool is that there's other engines now that you can take the content from ChatGPT, put it inside the other engine, and then basically say, rewrite this so it's unique and blah, 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 blah. They do that. You take that content then and use that content. That way it's kind of scrambled. People can't really determine if it was written on ChatGPT or not.
I don't know what to say about it all. It's crazy.
Yeah. One thing before we kind of clear this up or end this podcast is that we did come across TikTok and some of this AI stuff that's going on, and the ability to create stickers, like stickers with sayings on there, motivational sayings or plaques or pictures or whatever, and then have those auto created and then essentially out to a printing company tied to your Etsy store, and then essentially try to resell the stuff at a few bucks here and there. We're going to have our daughter do this. We're going to actually sit down with her over the next week or two. We're back down in Tampa, some kind of downtime a little bit, and we're going to have her set up her store and see if she can actually do this.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Yeah. Is this legit?
Well, it's legit. You still have work to do, but yeah. It's not like you have to go through all this work of printing and doing everything else. I mean, it's all online. It kind of does it for you. There's still the mechanism and the business behind it. But quite honestly, why not? Why not have the 14-year-old go through the process and just see if she could do it?
It'll be fun.
AI. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Is ChatGPT coming after your job? Are you nervous, McKenna? No, I'm just kidding. You're just fine. So, anyhow, questions, comments, please comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Outside that, have a great day. Bye.